Episode 1589, What Do You Have to Offer?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. It is the weekend, and I pray that you are just having some relaxation. I know these last couple weekends for me have been absolutely crazy. So today is Relationship Builders. I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to think about where you want your relationship to go. Whether you're in a committed relationship, as in marriage, or you're dating, where do you want to take it? The question is, what do you have to offer? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, when you're in a relationship, it's easy to get hung up on the other person, right? We are so quick to see their faults. We're so quick to judge them. We're so quick to say, oh my gosh, you're amazing. But what do you have to offer? Why do we always think about the faults of the other one or their strengths? You matter in the relationship. And the only one you control within a committed relationship is you. So why do we forget number one? And I'm not saying that you're number one, right? Because that would be selfish. And we're supposed to be living a selfless life. We're supposed to be giving. But what happens is when we become so self-centered on everyone else, and that becomes our circle of influence, taking care of always the other person, forgetting that what we have to offer matters, what's happening? We sell ourselves short. So why do you leave yourself out of the equation? Instead of focusing on your spouse and where he or she falls short, look in the mirror. Instead of focusing on his or her attributes, look in the mirror. What do you have to offer? Now, I know probably when you were thinking about going on to college or, you know, furthering something, whether you went to get another certification or another degree, or you had to take some test, or you wanted a bigger, better job, whatever the case may be, you had to what? Prove yourself. And in a relationship, when we're dating, what are we doing? We're proving ourselves. We're like, look, I can give you this. I can give you this. I can give you this. Look what I can do. But then we say, I do. And we forget that we're still an individual. Yes, to become one. But we still have our own self. We still are our own being, our own creation. God made you on purpose, for a purpose, with a unique purpose that nobody else can fulfill but you. And that includes in your marriage. What do you have to offer? If you would take the time and invest in changing who you can control, imagine what a difference that can make in your marriage. The complaints that come from married couples when I work with them, regardless of how long they've been married, is all the stuff they wish they could change. But what is forgotten is the reflection. What do you have to offer? That reflection. If you want to create a strong foundation in your marriage, if you want to impact your family, if you want to love deeper, if you want to live an intentional life, then know the reflection you see. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Know the reflection you see. Most of us spend time on fixing everyone else. Most of the time, we're mending, defending, and even bending in the name of others. But how much time and energy is expended to know the reflection you see, to know you? Not enough. And it's not saying that you're not enough. It's that you're not spending enough time on knowing you. You're too busy. You're too busy pointing out your spouse's faults. You're too busy pointing out and trying to discipline your children. You're too busy fixing everything. You're too busy with dinner. You're too busy with laundry. And you're like, well, if I'm so busy, how can I see this? Because you need to see it. You need to know the reflection you see. When you look in the mirror, what do you see? What comes back to you? I can remember taking walks with my grandfather. And on our family farm, my grandma and grandpa owned 13 acres, and we still have it actually in the family. So when we were on the farm, and I would go visit my grandma and my grandpa always liked to take us outside. And I was the oldest of my siblings, and there was 4 years apart between me and my brother, and then my sister was 5 years. And so most of the time, yeah, I would go out with grandpa, and I don't know what the young ones would do. I didn't really always pay attention, but I always was hanging out with my grandpa when we were outside. And I loved just walking down to the pond with him. And there'd be times that we would go fishing together, and he would teach me how to put a worm on a hook. And I'm sorry, but I just don't like to do it. But by golly, I can do it. I do know how to, you know, bait a hook, thanks to my grandpa. And I also know how to look at myself in the pond. And I'm really honest about who I see. I can remember that we just have conversations and I would look over and I know he was afraid I probably would fall in. And the last thing he wanted to do was go jump out and wade in the water to drag his granddaughter out because she was all wet. But I always would kind of test the waters. I would lean over a little bit. And no, we didn't have any like platform that would go out in the middle of the pond. I was just on the edge, always looking over. I wanted to see that person. I wanted to see what I looked like in the sunshine. I wanted to see what it was like when I was fishing, when I was all dirty, when I held a fish up like, look what I caught, this bluegill. How awesome is this, Grandpa? Once in a while, I would get a bass. And it would be just a precious moment. A moment that my eyes would connect to my heart. What do you have to offer? I think a lot of us are afraid to look, truly, honestly look at our reflection. Because we're afraid that we're going to find the not enough. That's the message that's going to come back. I want you to know that you are enough. You're here for a reason, for a purpose. You're not junk. I don't care what has happened in your life. We've all made mistakes. But if you want to create a stronger foundation, a bond within your marriage, you have to be willing to know the reflection you see. You have to take a chance to connect your reflection to your heart. Most of us don't think of it that way. We're just like, oh yeah, there it is. Or oh my gosh, there's wrinkles. Oh, and there's a few more gray hairs. These kids are driving me crazy. And then you're like, I'm getting older. And then you don't even want to look in the mirror. Then you're hiding all the mirrors. Today's different. You need to ask so you can know the reflection you see. Today changes everything. Number one, ask yourself this. What do I have to offer? Look in the mirror. Look in a window. Look in a pan when you're cooking or you're putting them away. I know we're doing a lot of dishes. So look in the pan and go, wow, what do I have to offer? Then number two, I want you to seek out. What do you wish to change? When you connect with your reflection and you see into your heart, I guarantee you there's going to be a few question marks. And it's going to be the question marks of, ooh, I don't like that part of me. And, oh, wow, this is awesome. The, ooh, I don't like that part of me. That's the wormy part. You can make a change on that. And the stuff that you love that you think is just awesome and you're like, oh, I look really good, then that's a strength. So seek out what you wish to change. And then number three, knock on the door of commitment. How will you commit to your change that you desire? What would it do for your marriage if you knew the reflection you saw? Imagine your confidence, your self-esteem. Where do you think it would be on the charts? Breaking the charts? Skyrocketing. Why? Because you're confident in who you are. You are still an individual, even though you're in a committed relationship. God did not strip that of us when we said, I do. He said, you become one. But that doesn't mean you lose who you are. And that's sometimes very hard for us to understand. Because we have to what? Prove ourselves. We've been proving ourselves what? Since dating. And maybe today you're feeling like you're still having to prove yourself that, hey, I'm a good wife. Hey, I'm a good dad. I'm a good husband. I know what I'm doing. If you're always living your life to prove yourself, you're selling yourself short because you have something to offer. Is it all good? Probably not. Is it all good for me? Oh, definitely not. Ask my husband. Just yesterday, we got into a little fussy argument. I was short with him. In my opinion, rightfully so. Now, if he listens to this episode, he won't like that I said that. But I'm being honest. At the same time, though, we have learned where we can push each other and how far we can push each other. And sometimes that pushing is very good and it's a healthy push. And other times it's no. It's taking our faces and what? Rubbing it in the dirt. That's an unhealthy part in our relationship. But when you are walking on eggshells in your marriage, what good is that doing anybody? You, your spouse, your children, your extended family, your job, your coworkers and friends. I mean, the ripple effect is huge. You have to know the reflection you see. You have something to offer. So ask yourself today. Ask yourself, what do I have to offer? Seek, what do I wish to change? And knock on the door of commitment. How will you commit to your change? Your commitment and loyalty to your marriage is honorable. I get it sometimes that we just do things. Why? Because we don't want to rock the boat. You see, after that little brief argument, little pushback from my husband, and I kind of jumped down his throat a little bit. It's kind of a little feisty. We ended up doing something in the house, and my youngest son was with my husband, and I came into our master closet and he said, you know, your mom may have jumped down my throat for something, but guess what? I still love her regardless. Now, when we had our tornado, before that, he would have never said that to me. In fact, he would have never pushed back because he didn't want conflict. So either he was always walking on eggshells or I was. That's not a marriage. That's not a relationship. That's not even a partnership. Ask. Know the reflection you see. You see, to grow stronger and to love deeper in your marriage It's time to know that reflection. It's time to know you. What do you have to offer? I consider you family. And I say that often, and I truly mean it. When I talk about, quote unquote, create your now, it's not about, oh, like an offspring of my group. Oh, no. My children, my husband, they all know it's like family. It's my sisters and brothers. They're like right there with me. And they get that. My family gets that. And they know that that means they have an extended family, even though they're not exactly attached to it like I am. But they know the importance it is to me. So they wrap their arms around it too. And so today I really want you to know how important you are, that you are family, and that you having a successful relationship, building a strong foundation in your marriage is essential. But you also have to understand in order to have that, you have to know who you are. Know the reflection you see. Be comfortable with it. And when you're uncomfortable, that's okay too. Because we all need to make changes. I work on stuff every single day. Yeah, I get a little sassy once in a while with my husband. He knows it. I'm a little stubborn. Okay, I like to say determined. Regardless, though, we have a dialogue now to where he doesn't take it personally and neither do I. We know where we can push each other. But that has taken years of healing, of reconciliation, and understanding each other. And first and foremost is knowing our own self. I want to extend to you my hand today. You don't have to go this road alone. I know what it's like to feel alone out there, trying to do it all yourself, balancing all the different things above your head. You know, you're this juggler and you're not even good at it. But somehow you just get through the day just in time to wake up the next day and do it all over again. If you're tired of living that circus life, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I want to come beside you and help you. That will begin our conversation. Let's have a coaching call together. It's my gift to you. And when I say gift, it's a gift. There is no cost for it. I want you to experience it because I know for me how important it is to have coaching. I have coaches in my life now. I had coaches when I was going through crazy things. And at the times that I didn't have a coach, I wish I had. So my hand is extended to you. Will you accept my offer so you know what you have to offer? Click on the link and that will begin our conversation. I know looking in the mirror is scary. We don't want to see our wrinkles. We don't want to admit that we're getting older. Wisdom, we hope, is coming with age and with time, but does it always? Not necessarily. But there is hope. You can have an absolutely beautiful, incredible marriage. Yeah, you're still going to have rocky times. That's not ever going to 100% go away. And if anybody tells you so, run for the hills. Because that's just not real life. You're going to have disagreements. But the way you go about things will definitely change. So be bold today. Know the reflection you see. It's time to grow stronger and to love deeper. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.